Joe Bangles and stuff like that.
I can't think of his name. A lot of stories floating around about him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of him. But I can't. Okay, Pappy.
Name something.
Your G string is flat.
Hey, your third string.
Don't just touch me.
Claims you can't hear.
I can't hear mine.
Kind of like Frank Bowman, great. Frank Bowman, a great old big guy, you know, he's in the log business. He took a load of walnut logs down to Meadows of Dan, Virginia. They had a log buyer down there. Frank, oh, he's a big guy. He told the guy, he said, "Now I'm going to tell you something." He said, "I've got a good load of logs here." And he said, "I'm a man with no education." He said, "I'm at your mercy. I've got 8 kids." He said, "Do me as good as you can on them. I've got a lot more logs to bring you." The man just gave him a good price on them and felt sorry for him. So the next time someone else come along and offered him a little more for these butt logs, he sold them to them. He took this guy a load of just very common logs. And the man just got him on the rule, and he looked at this ticket. "Boy," he said, "you ruined me on these." He said, "How in the hell would you know you can't read nor write?" This one up at. It's different from the one I done yesterday.
Okay.
About all I know.
Thank you.
Let's try a little test run on it.
Thank you.
Slick as deer guts on a doorknob.
Snot on a raincoat.
Pull out one of them old relics out of the bag now.
Yeah, but I can't get it started. I'll have to. No, I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. I've lost it. I've lost the thing, Jerry. I can't get it together. Just can't do it. Capo on you, it pulled you up, didn't it? I just can't get it together. I want to learn it.
You played that one a long time?
Yeah, but I've lost it.
Okay.
It's shoddish, but I've... No. Get enough on that. Put a little more drive on, Jerry. Sour with nothing. Cole back in Virginia. Way he does that chorus, you know. Uh-huh. How you like it?
Good.
Played that Saint Jenny once. She said, "Pon my honor," she said, "that's pretty." But she said, "I can't get that chorus." Thank you. lounge. Danny Boy.
Was,
of course, Oscar could play Danny Boy, too.
Who was asking?
Some guy from New York done an interview with him, you know. And that Oscar something else.
Were Rogers singing
Wayward Wind?
Wayward Wind. Then tears out of a grindstone.
He was over there one night. I forget who was playing guitar with me, and we played Billy in the Low Ground. Ever who he was, he was good, and we were doing a pretty good job of it. Old man Oscar looked toward his old lady. He said, "I'm going up, 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 up." Frank went in there one night. Miss Wright just kept the table set, you know. Old Frank went in there, and he's jelly. You know how he walk and he go with the table like this, and he jellied him a biscuit and butter, you know. Old man Oscar looking there. He had that beard, you know. Pretty black then. Oscar told me, he said, "Look him there." I said, "He looked like a honey bear." You know. Hey, what? My granddad on my mother's side, my granddad Edwards, he used to tell me one time, he said, "This world is supposed to turn on an axle." And he said, "By God, you let them pull all that oil out and see what happens." But getting back to old man Oscar, back before Oscar was in his 70s then, he had down at Galax's Fiddler's Convention. When Lester Flatt come out with that, Shady Grove, you know, they were just flying and playing Shady Grove. Some bluegrass group got together down there and they done Shady Grove. I was standing there with my man Oscar. He said, "I want you to listen to that." I said, "That just makes my damn ass want stove wood." He said, "Now I want to show you how Shady Grove goes." He reached over and got my nephew's guitar, Martin, you know. He done the prettiest version of Shady Grove ever heard in my life, old man Oscar did. Now he said, "That's Shady Grove." But he said, "That made his ass want stove wood." Miss Wright told about drinking a cup of homebrew, and said the first thing you know, said I'd eat a whole fried chicken. Now I gotta slip around and get to the bathroom. Just sit still. He's about 70, he's 79 now. And my sister said he'd go to the store. Sometimes he'd come in driving just like a teenager, just pretty as you ever seen, just. Then sometimes he'd come down the road and say he'd have traffic backed a mile. Last time I was down there, me and Delano's boy, he laughed till he cried. I asked him, I said, no. David asked him, said, "Do you still drive?" "Yeah." I said, "Does the people around here know it?" He said, "I guess, as many as I've run over."
G-tunes yet. I've heard you play G-tunes all night.
Yeah.
Now who but Tommy Hunter would play that weird stuff? Do just a little more of it. I like the way that F sounds on a guitar, don't you? Thank you. That's kind of tough, me and Darryl do when we get together. Old Darryl's good, ain't he?
Yeah. Try that one?
I'm going to try that. Hmm? I'm going to try it, playing along with you on this.
You want to put that on there?
Try.
Could we hear a little of that?
Sure.
Thank you. fire that cement mixer up. I like old weird stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
Hmm? Was any of your people Hard Shell Baptist? Hmm? Any of your people Hard Shell Baptist?
Seventh-day Adventist. No, old Baptist. Let's go back in the day and do two or three.
Let's do a few more.
That Rose for Polly, do you want to try that as a solo?
Yeah, good idea.
Save it.
Try it as a solo.
Yeah, we got that yesterday.
I think
we put that one down.
Who you mean, me do it by myself?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Oh man, I got to have backing with that.
What's that?
That Rose for Polly. Well, I thought we were doing fair on that.
Yeah, we were, but if we have different selections, you know, we can pick the best.
Get Richmond on there, Glenn.
What?
Get Richmond on there?
No.
He's letting that idle warm up.
Yeah.
You don't want to try that
he'll
one?
He'll get took off here in a minute, I reckon. If you don't, I'll go over and run him off. He got in there with a harp. I never heard such pretty playing in my life. I told him, I said, you know, I believe Amazing Grace is one of the prettier hymns that was ever wrote. He said, I didn't. No, I told him, I said, I believe that's one of the prettier hymns that ever wrote. Well, he said, I didn't know that was a hymn. I said, Amazing Grace? He said, that wasn't what I was playing. I said, I was playing the Little Girl and the Dreadful Snake. Just getting right with it.
Well, Carol's pretty good on that French harp.
I've been told he was.
He's good.
I used to be good on one back when I had a set of lungs.
What'd you say, Glenn?
I said I used to be good on a harp back when I had a set of lungs.
What's a set of Ampex tape, a reel of Ampex tape cost these days?
About $28.
Mm. I was figuring 30, so that's pretty close.
Now you can get them just on the hub without the reels on them for pick them up for about 11. But you know, with the metal reels on them, reels cost as much as the tape plate.
Yeah.
But can you take those reels apart?
Yeah, that's what I do most of the time. But I have a lot of my stuff I still have in storage. It's not out, so when we made this date, I just got the stuff on reels. You always use them. You know, it's not going to go to waste. But you know, once we get everything done, then these tapes will go on plastic reels for storage.
I see. Well, do they? You can take that apart.
Mm-hmm. And just put the pancake right on it, so you don't have to. Normally, I buy the tape in pancakes, you know, it doesn't have any reels on it at all. It's just a flat roll up of the stuff. And take these reels apart, slap one of those things on it, and screw them back together carefully.
Yeah, I've wondered what I didn't know the vocabulary, the nomenclature, but I've just wondered what it would look like if you ever lost one of them.
I've never done it. I've come close to losing them, but I've never lost one. I've done it where you know, you take down the end on the thing, and where that end will come off, about that part down.
Famous doctor in Nashville loves fiddle music. You remember Preston telling us about it?
Yeah, that's right.
Hit me a D. Knocked them headphones off of them.
I better practice it.
Make a little test run here.
You guys are both on the melody, and it sounds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We need something with that.
Well, we may have to do it twice.
We'll do it 40 times.
Okay.
Thank you.